Okay, test, test, test. All right. Test, test, test. Test, test, test. Where am I at my volumes? Test, test, test. All right. Hey there, Vince here. No, that is way wrong for my voice. Hey there, Vince here, and welcome to another Circuit Rewind Quick Bug Report. And today, well, if you can't hear it already, I have a very loud, screechy server sitting next to me, so I have to shout a little bit to overpower the volume of this thing here. If you're like me in the home lab community, you like to buy old used hardware on eBay or other, you know, recycler websites, or here in Seattle we have RePC where you can also go buy servers. One of the problems with buying used servers, though, is that the firmware is usually way out of date. So today I want to walk you through the process of updating the firmware on this Dell R630 that I just got in the mail today. There are some complications with doing this officially through Dell initially, so we have to use a little bit of a janky third-party method first, and then from there afterwards we'll be able to go back to Dell and get all the latest firmware updates from Dell up until the last things that they published, and as far as I know they're not publishing anymore, but at least you'll get this thing 5 to 10 years up to date. So let's have at it. All right, I guess everything's up to date now. So at this point, have fun with your server. And until next time, I hope you have an awesome time. And until next time, I hope you have an awesome time. See you later. And until next time, I hope you have an awesome time. Later.